Jisa wala mo ase mini ama ko ni ne wai ama ye shindele ma ko lami no ani ko musi mi ama ko le kana ma ne ko sene mo ne na wale ni wa shana mo ni ni ne wo e no ko na sa mo wo ya fo you gonna love me after this one. Hey you guys, I hope you all are having a good Easter so far. Me and they cooling them eggs now. I don't know if the weather gonna hold up and go out there and hide. But I might put them eggs out there and let Mark and them, let them have them, because I don't eat boy eggs. And I don't want my children eating no boy eggs. I ain't got time for my house to be smelling like that. But anyway. So you ever just, earlier I was just so sad, like I was just so sad, you know, and I really wasn't sad, like I had been hurt, you know what I'm saying, but you know, like, and I always say, like, don't put expectations on people because they'll let you down every time. You just have to accept the reality of things, and, you know, what happened, you know, it's like I became upset because someone they spoke on something, you know. But I forgot, you know, like how can I be upset that, you know, for their excitement, you know? Because it's something that was so good and, you know, just like a joyous occasion. You ever be so happy that, you know, you got people picking up on it. Like, why you so happy now? What's going on with you? Why you so happy? Why you so happy? Why you so happy? And, you know, you realize that you kind of, like, found that piece that you was missing, you know? Because if you take time to be by yourself, and find out what it is that you lack, you know. And when you get what you need from somebody, and it's no pressure, you know, just natural, just scary. Cause I'm like, okay, either I'm finna be one hell of an ancestor, or man got me. They lined me up. They took me through everything that I could possibly go through. You know, and everything that I've been through, it made me, it prepared me for what I'm going through right now. Because, you know, when I went and checked in and I stayed, you know, my little stint, you know, in the hospital, for self-care reasons and purposes. You know, just battling, you know, with, like I say, my anxiety and depression and stuff. Just feeling like I just couldn't succeed in it. Like, I'm always falling short, you know? And you just fall so low till you're like, okay, I'm at my lowest point right now. Only way up is, well, only way out is up, but only other option I got is up, you know? Because I look back at, you know, me being a teen mom, you know, and then I went to the military. I was like, ooh, this ain't for me. I knew it wasn't for me when I forgot to, you know, the money shit, it sound good, but as far as like them giving me, like me giving them my mind and my body and my life, nobody did that. Going to the military, like, I don't understand how people can just give themselves to the government as far as, like, you know, military, right? Because they break you down and mold you and create you, you know what I'm saying? Make you, give you structure. Everybody needs structure, but, you know, if it's purposely, you know, like, I'd say, like, the main purpose of it, or, well, I would actually say
there, you know, what's the purpose of having structure when you have no discipline? You know, because you have to, you know, be there. And you finally, like, meet somebody. And they just be doing shit for you. Not, like, really something for you, but, you know, it's like they really pay attention to you. And I'm like, you know what? I watched the fall from grade now. I ain't finna fall for that. But you just have to take those leaps and just be whatever it is. Because I got up this morning and, you know, still sad from yesterday. I went down to the pier, you know, because when I first moved, I love water. Like, anybody in water, ponds, streams, puddles, little cups of water outside, you know, not the ones that had a mosquito coming, but, you know, the little cute ones. And when the wind blows, I just feel like my grandmama, she got me. Like, anything that I ask, you know, do I need to be doing this? Like, this is the right move. This is the right move. Should I do that? I don't call nobody. Like, I don't call no mama, no sister, nothing like that. You know, if it's something that I feel like I need a personal opinion on, or, you know, a human opinion, you know, I do that. But majority of the time, I just ask my grandma. I set myself up, you know, I free myself of whatever feelings or whatever, you know, I may be having, any thoughts or whatever. And I take it outside. I need to go, you know, to the pier, look out on the water, just let the wind flow. And I could just see the waves, I could just feel the waves, you know, from the water. You ever had a moment outside when the wind would hit you just right? Like Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas. And I'd be like, okay, you got to be some magical force, you know, to be able to produce that much wind for that long time. Like, who got that much breath? You know, I can hold my breath longer than I can blow out. So, you know, I just don't understand. So. You know. I went out there and you know how people, they'll write their names on little posts and stuff, you know, such and such and such and such, or such and such was here, or whatever like that. And I went out there to, like, just, I guess, like, cry out, just get all the emotions out of me. And I got there, and this person's name was written on the fucking wood. And I was like, how in the fucking hell? Because I kept asking myself, I was like, oh, am I being too dramatic? You know, because I am set in my ways, you know. Am I not looking at the bigger picture? You know, should I be more understanding or should I just be petty? And I asked my grandmother and the wind started to blow. And then that's when I looked down at my arm. Because I've been not hitting any damn bushes and shit. My arm scratched all up or whatever. I'm like, they gonna think I'm a cutter with all these, pulling them vines out. But I saw a bruise on my arm. And I looked down at the wood and that person's name just stood up. And I'm glad I went there with an open mind and not, you know, with any anger or whatever. Because if I would have went with anger and saw the person's name, then I would have left it with anger. My way, like, oh, this fucking confirmation for that bitch. But no, I was in a good space. I sat out there. I cried a little bit because I took it as a sign. I was like, oh. And I called them. And I asked them, I said,
do you take signs from everything? Do you watch things around you? You know, do you pay attention to every little thing? Do you put the pieces to the puzzle together?
And they said, I mean, yeah, sometimes, kinda, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm finna send you something. I want you to know that I didn't do this. Like, this shit was so unreal to the point where they think I was lying. Like, I thought I was lying to myself. I had to take my glasses off and put them back on and clean them off. Because I knew I ain't seen this shit here. And I sent the picture. And that was it. We both realized that, you know, we met each other. In times of our lives where, you know, you can be who you want to be. You can be at peace with yourself. But you just got one more little restraint. And you got to get over it. That one more hurdle. You know, in life, you always fighting something. You always got to go through something. You all, like, damn, can I not go through something? And you sit back and you ask yourself, like, okay. Did I not pay attention prior to this to, you know, did I not prevent myself from being in this situation? Is there anything I could have done better? Anything I could have done differently? Or whatever? And that's what, you know, before I just say started over with myself, like, you know, a rebirth. Born again. Before I did that, I used to not look at things, not, you know, take a step back, like allowing things to happen, but still being open-minded enough to, like, okay, look at it, you know, like kind of overthink, but make it look good. Cause I create a situation and act it all the way out. And then act like it's your fault. Did it happen? Or that I even thought about it. But I talked to my best friend, and I want me and him to get together and discuss something. Because I feel like if we both share like our different experiences, and you know, just realizing what joy we have now with the added changes, I think it'll be real beneficial to him, because I know he needs it. Like, I feel like he speaks himself, you know, express himself, you know, through his music and stuff, but I feel like it's a much deeper story to tell. But I don't know if he's ready to address that, you know, like, deal with it. But I really feel, and I've been working with him. He don't know I'm working with him, but I've been working with him. I've been getting his shit together, helping him realize and, you know, just know that you have some real genuine people out here. And, 94 was a fucking year, man. 94 started it all. we became good friends and still talk to this day. You know, do little wellness checks on each other.
look out for each other or whatever. And he's special to me because, you know, I be doing my little paint flip now, you know, Nova X Arts or Nova's Arts, Nova's Arc. And he told me he wanted one. And I made that piece for him. And it was just so much in that one, you know, that when I packed that motherfucker, I packed that bitch like it would go. We paid attention to see. Oh, we actually, no, we didn't pay attention. We, me and the clerks, you know, they, we was trying to see, like, how much it was going to cost to ship it. Because I ain't never did nothing, one that big. Like, when he told me that he wanted me making some, he was like, make me some so I can put it on my wall. Make me some. And I was like, you know what? You've always been my biggest supporter. You've always, you know, just been there. Like, regardless if we didn't talk every day or, you know, went that way, you know, parted ways or whatever the case may be, but it was never on no fluke shit. We always had each other back. And I wouldn't give up nothing, you know. I don't regret meeting him, you know. You know, when I was rapping when I was younger, you know, me and him, we had a little song together, so I've been doing this. I've been rapping, you know. I can't sing, but, I mean, I can say some words that rhyme, so. And then compared to what they doing now, I knew I would have made it back then. Mm. But, y'all just make sure y'all just at least try to have one friend that you can count on in more ways than none or one. They got their wings still blowing. And Trump need to go ahead and send my damn money. I think I'm gonna get my eye fixed instead of my arms fixed because I can't be running here not being able to see shit. I gotta, what they say, pull the wool over your eyes or whatever the old folks say. So y'all make sure y'all have a good rest of your day today. Let them children go out there and hide them eggs, even if it ain't on the outside. Hide them in the house, cause they be hiding some. Shit, put an egg behind their bed where they hide the little snacks. They just snuck in the damn kitchen and ate. You know, hide it on the couch where they can't put the remote back. Or hide it by the door that they can't keep closed. Y'all have a good one. The virus that, the virus that, the virus that, the virus that. I told y'all I can be a rapper now. Y'all make sure y'all still washing y'all hands, practicing y'all social distancing. 6 feet, get them 10 feet just to be safe. I see everybody wearing masks now. There ain't really no masks now. Folks got bandanas and shit on. You don't know you even get robbed or coughed on. But, y'all make sure y'all, you know, like I said, ain't serious until you hit home, you know. So y'all make sure y'all just, you know, practice all, I think, what is it, something about 5 or something, your elbow, your hand, and don't touch your face and your eye. But, I've been, I guess, self-quarantining myself, because I was like, I ain't going out there for real. I mean, I'll go out there and, you know, go to try to see a Habalaba or something like that. Or run the Michaels. And, that about it. But other than that, I'm going to be down. I ain't about going out there with that damn bear.
Because you don't know who got it, who don't want it, and who don't care. I saw a meme the other day, and it was like people outside with no mask on, just raw dogging outside. Like, they out there with no condom on, fucking everybody up. And I was like, oh, I'm raw dogging. I'm not protecting myself. So I went and bought some fabric and pulled my sewing machine out. Make me some masks. That's what I'm probably going in and do today. Going and make me and my children some masks. You know, I'm so fucking creative. Everything I touch turned to gold. Except for him. Yeah. I'm bad with people, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I came in there worried by myself. I just was dealing with people because they brought me and their family, but I just, it's hard. I cannot do it. The lady at Home Depot for Lowe's clothes for Easter. She asked me, she was like, ma'am, what you been coming in here a lot lately? What, you doing any remodeling or you doing anything? I said, no. I've been in the house. I said, I'm on vacation, I've been in the house. She was like, why are you going on vacation and you're you can't go anywhere. And I said, girl, I'ma say this and I mean it with the utmost respect. And I say it with the utmost respect. I've been not going somewhere so long. I don't care that I can't go nowhere. But I do know when outside do oh my god, I ain't come on. I'ma be out there like I ain't got nothing else. I'ma be out there. What your mama used to say? Outside ain't going nowhere. Look at the name, gone. Can't do nothing, can't go nowhere. And some people, I heard somewhere, they said some girl, some girl committed suicide because she was scared about the virus. And I'm like, girl, I know it get hard out there sometimes, but I don't know about that hard now. I ain't gonna say what I'd rather be, because I may end up speaking that shit to do this, and they may come tomorrow, and I ain't ready yet. But, just live. Everybody gonna die. Just live your day like it's your last day. They got me a banana tree over there. I think it's a banana tree. At least that's what Google Pics says, because I took a picture of it and asked them where the wool. I'm trying to get me a little green thorn and get my garden together. I'll shout out to Bree. She using her country traits. She getting that garden started. I don't know what kind of vegetables and stuff she gonna have out there. But she does well. Damn, I got some good ass people in my circle. I got a single dad. Well, no, I got two single dads. They loving the fuck out their children. Head on straight. You know. On business. I got a single mama. Finna be a fucking doctor. I got somebody that, you know, don't have a kid, but treat everybody and love everybody else's child like they own. And that's a fucking blessing right there. I think everybody got that one somebody in their family that don't have no children, but all the children love them. And to me, if it's a woman like that, I hate to say it, but sometimes that woman right there, she could be more of a mother than the one that had them. Cause I know I'm, you know, close ones with me that are like single moms. You know, I look out for them, I make sure they straight. You know, I let them know what I done been through, what I done avoided.
So they won't have to go through. We uplift each other, we motivate each other. We, you know, focus on each other's health and, you know, just, you know, pouring good things into each other.
I guess I'm gonna have to quit saying
I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't got no friends, or I ain't messing with nobody. I'm gonna have to stop saying that because I be lying to myself. Your knees on.
Happy with themselves or just settling for whatever.
Like, shit, you're doing it all wrong. You're doing it all wrong.
Because you think about if you look back on your life and you've been unhappy for 30 years, or say for instance, like you've been in a relationship with somebody for 10 to 30 years, and you are realize, you know, you keep looking back every day saying the same shit. Ooh, that motherfucker get on my nerves. Ooh. You know. And then when you start speaking to people, and they start telling you, look, do what you want to do. Do what's best for you. Live your life. Fuck them. You know, cause me, if I've been married to somebody for 15, 30 years, and I come to you and I tell you, hey, I need some time to myself, and you get mad, you get upset, and I done gave you 15 to 30 years and you can't even give me 15 days? No. You selfish. And don't give me that bullshit about no, we trying to make it work. And we gonna stay here, you know, we trying to be there for each other or whatever. I need that. I ask for that time. Got the worst thing you can do. You're not give it to me. Cause if you don't give it to me, then I gotta take it. I ask for permission. I will be in respect for, I will be in kind. You're asking for it, but you just gotta take, you gotta take that. You gotta take that time for yourself. You ain't doing it here. Cause I'm pretty sure if push came to shove, or the shoes on the other foot, that motherfucker will take it. They damn good. Yeah. Goddamn, we ain't got them leaves in a whirlwind. My girl got my girlfriend. She ever do my whirlwind. That was the most trashiest song ever, but a little vibe to it. Well, if I get in here and paint a little bit, make a little shit, lay down, start over tomorrow. Oh, and a bitch got a motherfucking Keurig now. Her drinking coffee. Her acting different. Maybe the caffeine.